guys, welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. This is episode number 66, which is, in fact, a part two of episode 65. So if you haven't listened to episode 65 yet, please go do that now, or you're going to end up confused. I'm going to be just continuing on as if you have heard it. So in the last episode, I said, you've got to have something to say. If you don't have something to say, if you don't have an opinion, a perspective, some experience to speak from, nobody cares. The internet doesn't need yet another echo of what's already been said. The internet doesn't need echo of what other people have already said. There's too much of that. Oh, the world needs you, my friend. The world needs you to tune into your voice, to put your feet to the ground and your hands in the dirt and gain experience and then share your perspectives. That's what the world needs. That's what your community needs. So I left you at the end of the episode journaling about your people and all that you want for them. This helps you identify the things you want to say. It actually helps you find your voice. So now what? So you have a list of things you want for your community, things you want to protect them from, things you want to make possible for them. Now it's time to actually say it. And whoa, talk about a scary place to be in. As uncomfortable as it was in episode 65 to hear me say that if you don't have an opinion, if you don't have a perspective, if you don't have some experience, nobody gives a damn. Nobody wants to hear from you. It feels really crappy it feels crappy to hear it, but it's true. People don't want to echo. They want experience. It's time to actually say it. This is a very risky place to be in. If you have been puttering around saying, I don't know what I want to say, as uncomfortable as that is, it's not very risky. So to have this list of things you want to say, now we have risk. Now you can't say, I don't know what to say. Now you have to actually say it. Essence made the list, by the way. The creative side of you made the list of things you want to say. But now the thinking side of you, the trickster ego side of you, doesn't want you to say it. So we need to talk about taking risks, stepping up, and really trusting yourself. To stay over on the side of essence, to stay in creative mode, to stay over in the place where you're asking yourself, what do I want to create more of in the world? And to not let the thinking, self-protective ego side of you run the show, because trickster ego just wants to shut everything down and keep you safe. Ego would really like you to go back to saying, I don't know what I want to say. But we can't go back. There's no going back. Stepping up. Do you really want to be a source for your people? Have you embraced that seat of leadership? I'm making a note here, sorry. If you have embraced, maybe for the first time, that you want to lead others. Hallelujah. This is exciting. It's only the beginning, but man, oh man, it's all awesome sauce from here. Because once you embrace your leadership role and you admit, I really do want to be a source for my people. I want to be a voice. I want to have an impact. I want to create more of something in the world. Like, that is an exciting place to be creating content from. If you really want to be a source for your people, you will step up and begin to publish content. You will say what you want to say. Can you become willing to experience disagreement? This is important. Stepping up, saying what you want to say, it has risks. Somebody might disagree with you. Somebody might tell you you're an idiot. Somebody might tell you any number of dumb things. Could you become willing to experience all that? I have become completely willing to be disagreed with, even by close friends. I have become willing. I'm not looking to find my niche in the world where I don't bother anyone and everybody agrees with me. That niche doesn't exist. If it does, if anybody wants to argue that there is a little corner of the world where everyone will like you and everyone will agree with you, it's teeny tiny. And there isn't much room for anyone else there. Sounds pretty limiting. Doesn't sound like a space where you can build a community to me. Sounds like a space where you can hide out. We're done hiding out. We're ready to say what you want to say. Can you become willing to experience disagreement? Can you publish a blog post knowing somebody might leave a disagreement in a comment? Can you publish a podcast knowing somebody might leave a review on iTunes saying that they disagree with you? Can you publish a book and have somebody leave a bad review? Can you experience disagreement? Can you become willing to? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can. It's all part of personal development and leadership training to become willing to lead from your perspective. And the ultimate question, can you trust yourself? I have struggled to trust myself over the years. Great, big, long chunks of life spent not trusting myself. At least 40 years of my life spent trying to find that little niche that I could live in where nobody ever disagreed with me. Can you trust yourself? I believe that we're created, that we come into this world with a vision, a mission. I believe that there's a place in this world for us, that we bring creativity to express it. I believe we're drawn to communities of people because we have something to share with them. And it comes from deep inside. It's knit into us from creation. I'm going to say it comes from God. God created me. God gave me this vision for my life. That God gave me creativity. That He gave me the ability to think and reason and choose. Because I so believe that, I've come to a place of really trusting myself. If I put my feet in the ground and my hands in the dirt and built the experience and developed the perspective and came up with the opinion and tried this and tried that and said, this is what worked best. I trust myself with that. I lived that experience. I don't need it to agree with what anybody else experienced. It's my experience. I don't need to take a poll to see if everyone else has the same experience. You're not coming to me for a consensus of experience. You're coming for my experience. I trust myself. Can you trust yourself? Can you get there? What does it take to get there? How much experience do you need before you trust yourself with the things that you write and say? On the trickster ego thinking fearful side of things, you might say, well, I've got to have 5-10 years experience before I dare to call myself an expert. And that's overcooking it. The essence side of things has a totally different perspective of, hey, this is fun. I'm trying it. I'm doing it. Oh, look, I learned something. Let me share. Like, it's not about a period of time. It's not about proof. It's about trust. Say what you want to say. You once thought, I don't know what I want to say, but now you have a list of things you want for your community. Speak it into existence. Teach them, tell them, show them, do it yourself so that you have the experience to share. Say what you want to say. I have a training. It's called Banner Message, and it speaks to this really well. If there's a willingness in your heart today to step up, take risks, create more of what you want in the world, you're going to want to start to create content that really matters, that shares your opinions and perspectives, that says what you want to say. A banner message is the perfect training. In banner message, you identify a stand you want to take for your people. You design a front-facing banner message, a statement or question that speaks to a real felt need and gets attention. And then you develop content that has supporting ideas. This part one and part two podcast is actually part of an overarching banner message of you've got to have something to say. You've got to have something to say or you're going to fail as a content marketer. That is a banner message. Now I'm supporting my stand with individual topics. Today's say what you want to say. Trusting yourself, taking risks, stepping up. When you take banner message training, you learn how to identify the stand, create the banner message, blow it up into at least 5 different items of content that speaks to ideas that support your banner message. And all that content works together to create more of what you want in the world, whether that is to have somebody sign up for a coaching or buy a training or accept a recommendation, join a membership, like whatever it is that you're leading them to, the content leads them back to something as part of this coherent message. What's your stand? Banner message training. It's $67. It should cost way more, but I don't care. I like my prices. Pick up the training. Dig into it. This is going to help you turn that list of things that you wrote, everything you want for your people. It's going to help you turn it into delicious content. You're going to go from that place you were at yesterday, where you were saying, I don't know what I want to say, to today, you know what you want to say, but you're not quite sure how to say it. It's going to help you break it down, blow it up, and create content that really matters. It's going to attract and serve a community. It's it's not possible for anything else to happen, in my opinion. And this isn't a guarantee. Like, I can't tell you it's going to grow a list of 17 people or 117 people or 1,500 people. I can't promise you numbers. But I have yet to see someone embrace this style of content marketing and not attract the community that they're looking for, one person at a time if need be. You ready to stop creating content that just doesn't matter? You ready to stop regurgitating crap you've heard from other people? I'm excited at the very idea. Go to bannermessage.com. Get that training. Sign up for it. I can't wait to see what you create. Thanks for spending this time with me. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear your disagreements. If there's a perspective you want to share, an opinion you want to add, a question you want to ask, you can leave it in the comments on the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 66. And yes, there's another part coming up next. There's more I want to say to support this say what you want to say, you've got to have something to say banner message. So look for future episodes. I want to address the big trickster thought that says nobody wants to know what I think. That's bullcrap. And trickster also loves to say things like, there's too much noise out there already. Also bullcrap. So be on the lookout for future episodes. Have the best day. See you next time.